What I'd like to do now is to call up Mary Silwantz, and she's going to provide some of her reflections on the story of Naomi and Ruth.
Hi. When I first, you know, when you hear about Ruth, my first thought is, how could she have made that decision to go with her mother-in-law? Because when you think about it, her mother-in-law kind of had cooties. I mean, first her husband dies, and then both her sons die, and she left a land where there was, what, a plague or a famine or something? So she has all this bad energy. So why would you hitch your wagon up to her? And so I'm always astonished, like, why did she choose that? And then the more I thought about it, the more my astonishment turned into unease, because I realized that, you know that saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going? I realized that for me, when the going gets tough, I get going. I check out. If a relationship isn't going well, if a job isn't going well, if something isn't going the way I wish it would go, want it to go, dream it would go, whatever, I'm gone, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever. Why would I stick around? But not Ruth. She doesn't do that. She is present. She's present with her mother-in-law. She's present in the here and now. She doesn't go to that lovely place that I call the if-only place, or the place of resentment, or the place of what about me? Because she seriously could have gone there. I mean, think about what happened to her. But she doesn't go there. And I realize that Ruth isn't invested in self-preservation, which is what I'm invested in. I'm invested in taking care of myself, protecting myself. And if you're invested in that, then I'm not really invested in God. I'm not trusting God. That's a yucky thing to realize about yourself. But that's kind of what this story pointed out to me, that I grew up in the church, but I tend to go to the idols of fear, the idols of self-pity. What's the other one that I like? Oh, resentment. That's a good one. I like to go to that one. Instead of Yahweh. And Ruth grew up worshiping other gods, but on some way, she knew that this Yahweh had a bigger plan for her, that God, the God that we worship, is a God of creating a new reality. And if you're invested in, you know, building a tower of fear, then there's no space for God's reality to come in. There's no space for hope. There's no space for redemption or creativity. And that's what this story is about to me, that God breaks in a creative way. He creates hope and redemption. And God was able to use Ruth as Jesus. And if I'm so invested in protecting myself, then God can't use me. So that's what I got out of this.
Thanks, Mary.